Before that, continuing with our look at this year's Nobel Prizes, here's Bath University chemist Emma Sackville.
This year, the Nobel Prize for Chemistry was jointly awarded to Thomas Lindahl, Paul Modrich and Aziz Sankar for their work into the mechanisms by which cells repair damaged DNA. Up to the early 1970s, many people believed that DNA was a stable molecule. However, Thomas Lindahl showed that DNA is damaged at such a high rate that life should be impossible. It was this discovery which led him to conclude that cells must be able to repair that damaged DNA, and this in turn led him to identify one of the ways that cells can do this, in a mechanism known as base excision repair. Our second Nobel laureate, Aziz Sankar, was first drawn to repair mechanisms by his interest in how UV-damaged bacterial cells can regenerate when illuminated with blue light. This seemingly magical occurrence eventually led to his discovery of a mechanism called nucleotide excision repair, which repairs DNA after a cell has been exposed to UV radiation. As well as damage from radiation and its inherent instability, errors in DNA can also be generated during replication. This is the process by which cells copy their DNA message, and it happens millions of times a day in your body. Paul Modrich, who shares the prize money of 8 million Swedish krona, was instrumental in identifying the exact proteins responsible for so-called mismatch repair, which can correct 99.9% of all replication errors. The detailed understanding which these scientists have uncovered has implications for cancer research, as well as in expanding our knowledge of hereditary diseases, hopefully bringing us one step closer to treating them.
Incredibly exciting news. I actually work for Cancer Research UK and Thomas Lindahl is one of our Nobel Prize winners. So very exciting day in the office. That's Emma Sackville. She's a PhD student at Bath University's Department of Chemistry.